Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. I welcome you to the Commissioner's Show. I have with me Sergeant Brandon Holland with the Sheriff's Department and Director of the Training Academy today. Good morning, Brandon. Glad you could be with us.
Good morning, sir.
We have a couple things we're going to discuss today. I want to do the Training Academy, retirement that was really deserved here, and then a little bit about the FOP. So, Sergeant, you know, I know you're a director of the Training Academy in Hampstead. What can you tell me about Training Academy and the people in the county need to know about it?
Sure. So we're in our fourth class. We've been operating out of the former North Carroll High School since 2017. Again, we're in our fourth class. We're currently in week 7 of 28. We have, obviously, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office recruits there, or soon-to-be deputies who are attending. We also have recruits from Frederick County Sheriff's Office, the State Fire Marshal, Elkton Police Department, Bel Air Police Department, and Greenbelt Police Department. You know, we have people who are representing from all across the state that are coming there to be trained. We're almost done with all of our law topics, and we're getting ready to start our firearms and emergency vehicle operations rotation.
I know before, we always had to wait for an opening in an academy somewhere to send our police officers to be trained. Since you started this academy, our officers get priority, and then we take officers from other jurisdictions to train. How has this helped your recruitment and things in Carroll County?
So, like you said, Commissioner, before, if we were trying to get openings in Howard County Police Department or MPTC's Police Academy, they may call us and say, all right, we took the first 20 vacancies and you have room for two. Well, when we have, you know, at one time, I think we had 25, 30 vacancies here, two or three was just a Band-Aid, and it wasn't really filling our agency back up and keeping up with the attrition rate. So we formed this in 2017. We were able to become the priority. We fill our vacancies first, and all the hires that we can make, we were filling our police academy, and then we're offering up our vacancies, you know, our leftover seats to other agencies. So we kind of did a flip there, and we were able to keep up with our attrition rates. Since 2017, we've put 32 Carroll County Sheriff's Office deputies through our academy.
Wow, that's great. One other thing I noticed you had an agreement with the community college last go around to have a program set up when a cadet graduates. They also had their associate degree. Yes. Is that still going?
That is still going. They get 45 credits just for attending the police academy and through the curriculum there. They've grandfathered 45 credits. They came up and looked at all their lesson plans and what coincides with their classes that they offer at the community college. They get 45 credits, and then they're all also offered a cohort opportunity where they can stay and do night courses after the academy hours are finished. They stay, do night courses, and get all the gen ed requirements that they need to get an associate's degree.
So here again, they graduate, they get the diploma from the police academy and an associate's degree from the community college. That's a pretty good way to do it and get paid while they're doing it.
Yes. Well, other than the cohort problem, we don't pay them for the night courses.
No, but I mean, they
get
paid to be in the academy. So that's, I think, a plus. Now, just a commercial message. If a young man or woman wants to be a cadet, what do they have to do?
Go online. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office and I believe the Carroll County government site has the links to apply to become a deputy sheriff recruit, as well as a correctional deputy. We're also getting ready to start a correctional academy up there. And both of those, we're hiring for both sides. If you know, you only have to be 18, so all these guys getting ready to, and girls, getting ready to graduate from high school. If you're looking for a good employment opportunity, you can look at the Carroll County Detention Center and apply online.
Okay, you sometimes forget the detention center, but they all come under the sheriff in Carroll County. And how many deputies and detention deputies do we have, roughly? You have any idea?
It's close to 100.
100, okay. So there's plenty of opportunity right now, I believe.
Yes, too, right? And there's a lot of vacancies, so I don't think we're close to 100, but that's about how many positions we have.
Speaking of vacancies, I attended a ceremony for Corporal Webb, who retired here last week at Training Academy. You know, this, it's very unfortunate what happened to this young man, but could you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. And I kind of want to transition to my other position as the president of the FOP. When I talk about Corporal Brant Webb, I want to congratulate him. It's been 4 years since his horrific accident where a young lady was trying to take her own life and hit him head on and injured him. And he's been waiting for 4 years through rehabilitation, recovery, and waiting for suitable benefits to retire on disability. And it's sad to think that for years, this county wasn't prepared to take care of employees who were injured in the line of duty. And I want to thank you, Commissioner Wance. I know you guys were really heading this up and talking to me a lot and talking to the sheriff a lot. But really, all the commissioners on the board for making it a priority to enhance our disability benefit. But I also want to thank the sheriff as well, who supported us and Brant in this effort, as he does in most things. And congratulations again to Corporal Webb, who was finally able to go after 4 years of waiting.
That was a moving ceremony. He and his family there, and I know he's been through, I think, closest thing to hell I think we've come up with. He's been through, came back through a lot of pain, a lot of rehab, and he actually has worked his way back to the point he's in, I guess, a little less pain, or it's not as ongoing as it was, but he had to retire. He couldn't perform the duties of a police officer. But I give him a lot of credit. That man has fought through a lot. And I give him, his family, a lot of credit for the support he's had at this time, as well as all the police officers that supported him. And we won't go into details in that, but I just want to say thank you to looking out for your own there. He is one person that deserves a lot of recognition.
I can't elaborate more on that. Brant Webb is by far one of the most committed deputies and really is a loss to this agency for not having him. And he had a great deal of knowledge. A tremendous leader, someone who looked, you know, everyone could look up to. And it really is a loss for this agency. And for us, you know, we lost a friend that now that he's gone, I know he's still just a phone call away for other things, but it was nice seeing him in a badge and uniform right behind us or beside us.
And the last part of this, I want to move on to your duties as FOP president of Fraternal Order of Police in Carroll County. What is the FOP and what do you?
So we're a fraternal organization here in the county. We do report to the state of Maryland FOP as well as the national FOP, but we were designed and we represent sworn and correctional officers here in the county, provide them with different benefits. We provide with legal benefits if they need some kind of legal representation through it. Without getting too political here, I think that's going to be something that all officers are really going to need here in the future, depending on, you know, which way the elections go and different things. So again, not to get too much into that, we're designed to represent and support law enforcement officers as well as correctional officers here in the county.
You're doing a lot all the time. I mean, the FOP is visible within the police force big time. I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for a lot of the help you guys provide, guidance in certain things. And we don't have to call each municipality and their police force. We can call the FOP and get an idea on where are the police agencies, what are the thoughts on these areas, and whatever they are. And that is, I guess, political somewhat, but at least we get an idea of what's happening out there.
Well, and I want to thank you for being willing to reach out and ask questions, because there's been other people in your position who haven't been willing and they just go with it and think that they know what we might want. And I really do appreciate you and a couple of the other commissioners who do reach out and ask us what we're thinking and what we're feeling in certain things.
And just a little background, when did the Sheriff's Department take over the law enforcement in Carroll County? Was it 2010?
Yes, sir.
2010. And before that, you know, we were dependent on the resident troopers and municipalities. And in 2010, the sheriff's department became our primary policing force. You know, we came on board in 2014 and been started, but really we just were getting through all the details, what goes into policing, what benefits were needed, what is going on in the whole package. And we've been able to work together, and especially the last two commissioner boards with the police, and try to put this together into a package. And I'm going to, I guess, equate it to right now we're in with a fire and EMS service, and we'll be doing the same type thing and a lot of the same type carryover here in the next couple of years. But this is one of the things I just want to commend you guys for the work you do. If people don't realize it, we have a tremendous police force in Carroll County, safest county in the state, and we try to look at things. We don't have a lot of crime, and most of them are a crime of convenience. Somebody leaves the car unlocked or theft or whatever, but they do a great job. And I just want to say thank you to the men and women in the correctional facilities and in the sheriff's department who keep us all safe. I've been ride-alongs with some of these people, and what they do, I mean, people think, well, they're out taking a nap somewhere. No way. They are working all night long. They're working all day long to keep people safe. And there's so many little details we don't even think about that a police deputy handles any day. It's unbelievable. So thanks, do you have any closing remarks you'd like to bring up?
Just to elaborate, I think the deputies and officers in this county, I think they've shown time and time again that they handle themselves professionally and compassionately. And I thank you for your support, the commissioners and, you know, other municipality governments. I thank you all for the support. And I hope that you continue to make us a priority when it comes to benefits and salaries here in the future.
And I'm going to sign off today with a salute to Corporal Brandon Webb for his years of service and what he's been through. And thank you, Brandon, for coming today. And I'll sign off for this week. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver saying have a good week.
Thank you.